on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it. Times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
Back at the Kohl Center in Madison as the Badgers lead Rutgers 36-31, 7:03 to play in quarter number three. Let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID. 10 for a station ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
5-point Wisconsin lead. They've led by as many as six here in the Big Ten opener. Badgers on their home court. 7-2 record overall this season. Rutgers comes in 5-3 in the non-conference. And we are back underway. 6:58 and counting now to go as Mick Miller hands off on the right wing to her teammate Petticord. Petticord to Adams. Adams in the paint, spins on Williams. Missed it. And then she and Williams fall to the floor, both holding on to the basketball. Williams on the floor rips it away from Adams. Adams says, "I don't like that." Williams says, "Okay." And now Adams is being pulled back by her teammates. And after all that, it'll be Rutgers' ball. Possession arrow to the Scarlet Knights. He's getting perhaps a little chippy here, early third quarter. 5-point Wisconsin lead. Now Adams has it, defended by McCray. Left corner, ball fake. Adams on the floor, dribbles through the paint. Over to Petticord, right corner three. Nope. Boxing out and grabbing it is Carter McCray. Finds Porter. Porter pushes up ahead. Myers in rhythm for three. Oh, it popped out. And it's loose in the paint. Who has it? Wisconsin. McCray, power dribble. Tipped away, picked up Adams. Rutgers ball. 6:24 to go. Third quarter. Adams saw Porter in front of her. Took it all the way to the rim. Missed it short. Adams on the floor, trying to keep her dribble alive. Porter on the floor, trying to rip the basketball away. And what's the call here? Another held ball. Should be Wisconsin's ball. If it is, it is. Going to be the Badgers basketball. Possession arrow to the UW. Wisconsin holding Rutgers to a 2-minute and 12-second scoring drought, and that's going to just continue to get longer and longer as the Badgers hold possession here. Pass to the front court. Leitzinger falls to the floor, tries to keep her foot down, and Rutgers' Petticord grabs it, and another jump ball, and it's Rutgers' ball, and the Badgers are very fortunate that the call was jump ball and not a steal, because if it was a steal, Rutgers was going the other way for a layup. Leitzinger just lost her balance as she caught the pass, fell down, and then Petticord just ripped it out of her hands. Mick Miller, screen for her by Walker. Out to Petticord, right side. Adams steps out to set the screen on Porter. Tries to bounce it back to Adams, and it goes toward the baseline and out of bounds. Adams late trying to save it. Tried a little pick and roll, but Adams wasn't rolling toward the basket. Turnover Rutgers, fourth turnover in the last 2.5 minutes. See if Wisconsin can take advantage with 5:40 to play in quarter number three. Wisconsin by five with the basketball. Porter to Myers, top of the key. Gives it up to Leitzinger, feeds Porter. Now high post, Williams tries to bounce down low, looking for McCray, and a reach-in foul called against Rutgers. With seven on the shot clock. Resets the shot clock to 20 now. Second team foul against Rutgers. Adams will be called for her second. Had one very early in the first 30 seconds of the game. Porter inbounding underneath her own rim. Finds Williams down low on the right. Double team, one dribble, off, counted, and a foul for Sarah Williams. And one coming up. Two more on the board for the Badgers, and now it's a 7-0 Wisconsin run. Williams, 10 points and 9 rebounds for Wisconsin. 38-31, the Badgers. Yeah. Here is Williams to extend the run. She missed it. She tries to tip it, though, and it's grabbed by Rutgers. Up ahead, Petticord's going to stop the run with a layup. Good. All right, but the 7-2 run is now in effect. Wisconsin leading 38-33 over the Scarlet Knights. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Leitzinger, three. Left side, ring it up. Natalie Leitzinger from downtown. Leitzinger hits her second three-pointer of the game. 41-33 Wisconsin, largest lead of the game for the Badgers. It's at eight down the lane. A driving layup is missed and a foul will be called against the Badgers as Perkins had it in the paint. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Foul against McCray, her second. Team foul number one of the third quarter for the Badgers. It'll be Rutgers' ball when we come back, but it's the largest lead of the game so far for Wisconsin. The Badgers lead the Scarlet Knights 41-33. Back after this timeout on the floor. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
To 41-33, Wisconsin leads Rutgers in the third quarter. John Audius with you from the Kohl Center as the Badgers are playing in their first Big Ten conference game of the season. This quarter, Wisconsin's 5 of 9 from the floor. 14 points on the board, outscoring Rutgers 14-7 in the third quarter. Tess Myers has 5 points on 2 of 3 shooting in the quarter. Sarah Williams has 4 points for the Badgers. Overall, 10 points for Williams with 9 rebounds, 1 rebound away from her 6th double-double of the year. Meanwhile, McCray has gone for double figures as well. McCray has 10 points and 7 rebounds for the Badgers. McCray coming off back-to-back 19-point games down in Cancun. Badgers went 2-1 in Cancun, and there is a free throw good by Perkins. So the Badgers' lead is down to 7 with 4:44 to play in the third quarter. Next one by Perkins is no good, and there is the double-double for Williams as she hauls it in for the Badgers. 10 points, 10 rebounds so far for Williams. Porter moving into the front court, defended by Mick Miller. Stops on a dime, then tosses off to her left. Myers catches. Screen set by Williams. Tests with the basketball, gives it back to Porter now between the circles. Mick Miller tight defensively on Ronnie. Porter trying to get away from her. Screen set by Sarah. Williams rolls to the basket, nothing there. To McCray on top. 4 on the shot clock. Off to the right side. Here's Leitzinger. Down to 1 on the shot clock. Knapp got it stripped, and it's stolen. Picked up Rutgers. Front court, Adams moving with the basketball to the left. Here comes Perkins on the left baseline. Leitzinger stops her defensively. Kick back out. Rutgers going to have to reset. McMiller with it. 4 minutes to go. Third quarter. Adams catches mid-post left, working on McCray. Spinning on McCray. Tries to sneak it through McCray. Came up short. Rebounded by the Badgers. Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter. Front court. Throw to her left. Myers whips it back inside. Here's Williams. Double team. Bounce pass to Porter, who finds McCray down low. Williams to Porter to McCray, and it's two on the board for Bucky. 43-34, Wisconsin. Runner in the paint, falls for McMiller. 3:23 to go, third quarter. Wisconsin 43, Rutgers 36. Badgers have led by as many as 9. The lead right now is at 7. Williams, low block left, working, backing down. Step through on Adams is in. Tough move, Sarah Williams. 45-36, Wisconsin. Back out to a 9-point advantage for the home team. Adams catches mid-post right. Turnaround on Williams is no good. Rebound secured, Porter. Pass to the front court, caught far side. Now to the baseline, Williams, short jumper, no. Hits the floor and a foul. So Sarah Williams will step back to the free throw line for the Badgers with 2:44 to play. Third quarter here in Madison. Wisconsin trying for an 8-2 start to the season. It would be their best start in 15 seasons. Williams with 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists. Now she'll have a pair at the free throw line. And that first one is going to hit about every part of the rim and then fall through. 13 now for Williams. Next one for Sarah. Good. So Wisconsin getting to the free throw line. After not attempting a free throw in the first half, the Badgers in this quarter are 4-for-5 from the charity stripe. 2:39 to go, third quarter. Wisconsin holding on to a 47-36 lead. Largest lead of the game as McMiller has it spinning in the lane. Fadeaway is good. Oh my goodness, a series of dribbling moves here by McMiller. Badgers, front court, Leitzinger trying to go downhill. Leaves it, lane line left. This is Douglas, ball fake, now in the paint. Douglas tries it with the left hand, no. Rebound, Cornwell amongst three Badgers. And here comes Rutgers. 2:10 and counting to go in the third quarter. Pull up. Left baseline is missed by McMiller. Ball is loose. Leitzinger has it, and then she gets ran into by JoJo Lacey in a foul against Rutgers. Leitzinger has to such a collision, lost her shoe or something. Oh yeah, she did lose her shoe. Lost her shoe in the collision. Lacey couldn't believe it. Well, hey, I mean, if you come out of a collision and you don't have your shoe, you probably got fouled. Just saying. Third foul against Lacey. That's probably the biggest reason she didn't like it. 15 foul against Rutgers. So that puts Wisconsin now in the bonus. So the Badgers will be shooting 2 free throws the rest of the third quarter for the next 2:01. If they get fouled, here is Leitzinger. Free throw in. So the story, part of the story of this quarter is Wisconsin's getting to the free throw line. Leitzinger, 2 at the line. Natalie Leitzinger, grad student out of Monroe, Wisconsin. 83% free throw shooter, now heads to the bench after hitting 2 at the charity stripe. So Leitzinger has 8 points so far today. Minute 57 to go in the third quarter. Wisconsin matching its largest lead of the game. 49-38, Badgers by 11. Thompson has it. Around a screen by Cornwell. Throws back to her right side. Here's McMiller on a drive. Jump pass inside. Ooh, Cornwell got Jimenez up around the chin with an elbow. And a foul will be called against Cornwell. Jimenez taking an elbow, I believe, to the face. Cornwell got her, yeah. Right against the side of the face, and I think they're going to go look at the monitor to determine if this one needs to be upgraded. 1:43 to play in the third quarter. Jimenez and the Badgers back to their bench. Rutgers on their bench. So Wisconsin leads it by 11. It's 49-38. Just saw another replay of it here at the Kohl Center. It was in real time, though, so it was really hard to see how that contact happened or what happened. And it's called going to be just an offensive foul. So it'll be Wisconsin ball with a minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Wisconsin facing a Big Ten team right now. Then it's a couple more of the non-conference before they get back into Big Ten play on December 28th at Indiana. But in between this Rutgers game and that Indiana game, Wisconsin will face Butler this upcoming week and then Albany on December 20th. 7-2 start for the Badgers here in the 2024-2025 campaign. Porter, high left side, defended by McMiller. Porter dancing with the basketball, lobs it to Myers, top of the key, screen set by Douglas. We'll try it to the left side of Douglas. Nope, now feed it down low on the left. Williams, double team, inside to Douglas, low block right. And Douglas off the backboard for two. Sarah Williams is sharing the basketball today. Williams and the Badgers lead at 51-38, three missed by Rutgers, but an offensive rebound in the putback by Lacey. Nobody boxed out. Lacey was right there to put it up and in for two. Wisconsin's lead now at 11, under a minute to go in the third quarter. By the way, five assists for Sarah Williams in this game. Douglas over to Jimenez, inside Williams, all sorts of room, and she leans into an easy two-point bucket. Stretches the lead out to 13 with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 16 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists for Williams. Nick Miller drives by Jimenez. Pull up left baseline over Sarah Williams is good. 15 seconds to play in the quarter. 53-42. Nick Miller, 14 points for Rutgers. 8 seconds to go. Porter front court between the circles. Gives it to Myers, hands back off to Ronnie. 2 seconds to play. Finds Myers in the paint, shot rejected at the buzzer. And we're done with three quarters in Madison, and Wisconsin leads Rutgers by double digits. It's the Badgers 53, Scarlet Knights 42. We'll have the final 10 minutes coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Start of the fourth quarter, John Adi is with you. Badgers lead at 53-42 over the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. It's time for today's ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC Smart Play of the Game. We were tied at 31 in that third quarter before Tess Myers decided to take control. Not sure if we have that play queued up. Okay, well, that would have been our ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. Okay, so 53-42 score. Badgers on top of Rutgers by 11. They led by as many as 13 points in the third quarter at 53-40. Wisconsin shot 60% in the quarter and scored 26 points. Rutgers 50% shooting in that third quarter, but the Badgers outscored the Scarlet Knights by 10, and that's a big difference now in this game, 26 to 16, Wisconsin. All right, so overall, an 11-point lead for the Badgers. Other big aspect of that quarter, Wisconsin, after not getting to the free throw line in the first half, 6 of 7 from the charity stripe in the third quarter. Leading scorer, Sarah Williams, a double-double today, her sixth of the season. 16 points, 11 rebounds. She does have 5 assists as well. Get to that, how that ranks this season for Williams. But first, the fourth quarter is underway. Leitzinger bounces, high post, Williams back to the basket, back to Nat, back to Sarah. Williams tries to go down the lane, got it stripped and got it stolen. McMiller comes out of there with it for Rutgers on the fast break. Here's McMiller hanging in the air, firing from the right elbow, and it's good. A career high in assists for Sarah Williams today with 5. That is her career high. 9:22 to go in this game. Wisconsin 53, Rutgers 44. Badgers basketball. Williams has it outside the arc. Just right of the wheel. One dribble. Hands off to Leitzinger on the right half of the court. Nat with the right-hand dribble. Switches to the left. Still has it. Trying to go around Williams. Now goes down low. Has it on the baseline. Bounces for McCray. Mid-post left. 2 on the shot clock. Cron catches. Extra pass to Porter at the shot clock buzzer. No good on the right side. It's tipped off the backboard and controlled by Rutgers. Scarlet Knights running again. McMiller throws to the near side corner. Thompson loses Williams. Pull up, 15-footer, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds, but who touched it? I think Porter touched it. Are they going to give it to Wisconsin? They will. Porter right in front of the Rutgers bench. The entire Rutgers bench stood up and started pointing our ball. And then Porter looked like she wanted to reach for it, but obviously didn't touch it. She had a smile on her face. Porter, front court for the Badgers. 7 points, 6 assists for Ronnie today. Leaves it for Williams, high post on the right. Williams pushes to Porter for 3 on the right wing. No good. Adams clears. For a 6th rebound, McCray will be called for a foul. McCray reaching in, wants a jump ball call. Third personal foul against Carter McCray. Rutgers ball, 53-44. Wisconsin, 8:26 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams has it left elbow. Williams defends. Rutgers trailing in the fourth. Working on Williams. Up and in for Adams. Tough move for Destiny Adams. Leading scorer for the Scarlet Knights today now with 17 points. The Badgers lead is down to 7. Rutgers on a 6-0 run since the Badgers took a 13-point lead. Leitzinger outside left, 7:55 to go. Gives it up to Porter, short corner on the right side. Did not rise for the jumper, instead dribbles out of there. To Williams, high post, down low to McCray. And up and in for 2 points for Carter McCray. 55-46, the Badgers. McCray, 14 points, 8 rebounds on 7 of 9 shooting. Rutgers ball, Adams has it outside left, screened by Cornwell. Adams flips it over to the right side, picked up Lacey, around everybody to Cornwell, and she drives to the rim and scores in the lane. China Cornwell, 2 points on the board for the 6'3 grad student. And now the Badgers, Ronnie Porter with the basketball high right side. She is defended by Thompson. Porter, screened by McCray, top of the key. Porter now picks up her dribble, throws back to her right. Corner three, Cron, no good, it popped out. Rebounded Rutgers. 55-48, Badgers lead, Rutgers ball. In the corner, far side, it's Petticord. Brings it back out with a pass to her teammate Thompson. 6:45 to go in this game. Thompson throws to the left corner. Adams for 3 over McCray. An air ball. Cornwell on the baseline. Falls to the floor. Looking for a timeout. Rutgers. Rutgers calls for time with 8 on the shot clock. And 6 minutes and 39 seconds to go in this game. It's the Badgers 55. Rutgers 48. Back after this break. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Welcome back. Courtside at the Kohl Center. John Oddie is with you. It's a 55-48 Wisconsin lead with 6 minutes and 39 seconds to go in this game. The Badgers have led in the second half by as many as 13. Right now the lead is at 7. Sarah Williams, a career-high 6 assists today. Williams leads Wisconsin in scoring with 16 points. Also has secured 11 rebounds in 26 minutes. Does she have a block today? That's the question. Let me take a look. But an overall great game here from Williams. No blocks yet. No blocks yet for the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. She comes in averaging over 3 per game. Meanwhile, Carter McRae continues to impress. After back-to-back 19-point games down in Cancun, McRae is up to 14 today. And McRae is 23 of her last 26 from the floor over her last 3 games. 55-48 Wisconsin lead, although Rutgers has outscored the Badgers in the fourth quarter by 4. 8 seconds left on the shot clock for the Scarlet Knights. Thompson throws it in. Shot clock winding down. A drive on the right baseline and a layup is missed by Lacey, and a foul against Wisconsin. And who did they get? Missed the name and number there. If it's on McRae, it's her fourth. It's on McRae, and it's her fourth. So McRae, with the 14 points and 8 rebounds, now will head to the bench with 4 fouls with 6 minutes and 36 seconds to go in this game. Badgers trying for their Big Ten opener, trying for that W. They've won their last 2 in a row. Here's the free throw, and that one's up and in for Rutgers. And JoJo Lacey comes into today 4 of 9 overall from the free throw line through the first 8 games of the season. She makes the second. 5-point Badgers lead. 6:35 to play. Leitzinger defended by Petticord across the timeline, high left side. Switches to the right hand, back to the left. Gives it up for Douglas. Douglas with the basketball, with the dribble. Looking for somewhere to go. Directs it over to Porter now on the left side. Feed inside Williams. Kick out to the right. It's Leitzinger on the wing. Bounces high post for Williams. 5 on the shot clock. Back out to Porter on the left wing. Porter lost it. Picks it up. Pushes over to Myers. A 3 is blocked by Lacey. And it's grabbed by the Scarlet Knights. 55-50, Wisconsin by 5, pull up, Lacey, no, Cornwell, offensive rebound, she's going to flip it up and in, and it's good, and a foul. And that's called against Hallie Douglas, and Cornwell, very fortunate that ball went in. She was just fighting for the ball. I don't even think she had full possession of it, but somehow just pushed it toward the rim. A lot of contact happening there. And it falls. And so Cornwell now at the free throw line. She's 2 of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. And she missed it. But an offensive rebound by Lacey fighting with Douglas. Douglas falls backwards to the floor. Possession arrow to Rutgers. 3-point lead for the Badgers. After the basket was made by Cornwell, she missed the free throw, and now Rutgers with a held ball, and they have the possession arrow. And now the official's gonna convene and have a short conversation. I'm not sure what Marissa Mosley wants to know about, but she wants to know something standing here midcourt. It'll be Rutgers ball. Rutgers run over the last 86 seconds. And now the lead for Wisconsin is at 3. And now both teams will huddle up in the lane. I think we're ready. Here we go. Rutgers inbounding. It's McMiller. Kiami McMiller gives it up to the corner. Feed to Adams, mid-post right, defended by Douglas. Adams working on Halley. A shot challenged by Williams, drops. So essentially a four-point possession there for Rutgers. And now it's a one-point game. 5:38 to go. Badgers by one in the Big Ten opener. Wisconsin, with the win today, would have its best start in 15 years. Porter. Driving through traffic, high off the window, no. Williams tries to follow it up, got a hand on it, and a whistle. What's the call? And a foul against Adams of Rutgers. Oh, no, check it. It is against Rutgers, but it's against number 2, not number 1. So that is Rutgers' first team foul of the fourth quarter, but it's going to be a shooting foul. So Williams will have a pair. 65% free throw. She was just under 80% last year. First team all Big Ten selection, Sarah Williams. She'll have a pair. First one's in. That last foul, by the way, against Lisa Thompson of Rutgers is her first. Williams, another free throw upcoming. Wisconsin by 2, Wisconsin by 3. 2 of 2 at the line for Williams, and it's 57-54, the Badgers. 18 points on 6 of 9 shooting for Williams, 6 of 7 at the free throw line. Now the crowd here at the Kohl Center getting loud in the Big Ten opener. Thompson defended by Porter, 5:12 to play, Badgers by 3. Right elbow jumper by Adams is through. 21 points for Destiny Adams. Myers catches at midcourt. Back out to Porter. Porter crosses the timeline. 4:55 to go. Wisconsin by 1 with the ball. McCray, right side. Heaves it over to Leitzinger. Steers it off to the left. This is Myers on Lacey. Tess looking. Picks up her dribble. Got it poked free. It's loose. Lacey tipped it forward. A whistle stops play. And it'll be Rutgers' ball. What's the call here? Foul against Wisconsin. Fourth team foul. It's called against Tess Myers, who got the ball knocked away from her, and that's Myers' third, as Myers got tangled up with Lacey. And Lacey fell to the floor trying to push it forward. Now they're going to take a look at the monitor. And they're taking a look to see whether or not it was an intentional foul against Tess Myers. Rutgers, 3 of its last 3 from the floor, 5 of its last 7. And the Badgers have hit a scoreless drought from the field. Remember, Sarah Williams hit some free throws. But Wisconsin hasn't scored from the field in 3 minutes. So, by the way, with that foul against Myers, that is the fourth team foul against Tess Myers. Now they're done taking a look at it. Just a common foul, they say, the officials. So, it will be Rutgers' ball with 4:41 to go in this game. Wisconsin 57, Rutgers 56. Scarlet Knights, a big fourth quarter, outscoring the Badgers by 10 thus far. 14-4, Rutgers in the fourth. Wisconsin needs to turn that around and do it pretty quickly, or the trend could continue for Rutgers, and that's not what you want here. Once again, the crowd getting loud. McMiller to Adams, free throw line, defended by Williams. Adams puts it up high off the backboard. No, it pops out. Tipped out. Myers collects it for Wisconsin. Badgers left to right. Porter crosses the timeline, dribbles behind her back. Checked defensively by Thompson. Throws to Leitzinger. McMiller tried to play it. Leitzinger regathers. Out on top. McCray's wide open. Over to the left wing. It's Porter. Left block. Basically, it's Williams. Williams kicks out. Leitzinger for three. Off the right side of the rim. No. McCray has it. Couple of dribbles down low. Working. Kicking out to Leitzinger. To Myers. Top side three. No. She missed it. Pops out. And it's grabbed by Rutgers on the baseline. 3:51 to go. Up ahead. Over the top of the defense. Caught by Adams. Great catch. Can't finish, but a foul. McCray was right on her. And if it's against McCray, she's done. It is on McCray. And Carter McCray has fouled out of this game. Came in averaging 10.5 points per game and shooting 68% from the floor this season. And she leaves with 14 points and 9 rebounds today on 7 of 9 shooting. She's made 23 of her last 26 from the floor, but she's done for today. Adams, free throw is in for Rutgers. It ties the game. Now the Scarlet Knights can take their first lead of the day. They got it. First lead of the game for Rutgers. Comes with 3:48 to go. Wisconsin ball down by one. It's Porter outside right. Ronnie looking for somewhere to go as she picks up her dribble. 3.5 to play. Finds Douglas. Badgers down a point. Callie hands off and Marissa Mosley calls a timeout. Badgers timeout. They need to talk things over. Make sure everyone's on the right page. Every possession down the stretch here is so important for Wisconsin as Rutgers has taken its first lead of the game. The Badgers 0 for their last 5 from the floor. They have not hit a field goal in 4 minutes, in over 4 minutes. Well, Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 58-57, Rutgers. And I believe Wisconsin now has a full timeout. 18 points for Sarah Williams with 12 rebounds. It's her sixth double-double of the season for preseason all-Big Ten pick Williams. She does have a career-high 6 assists today as well. Porter also is with 6 assists, 7 points on 3 of 10 shooting. The Badgers' second leading scorer is out of the game. 14 points for McCray. She fouled out just moments ago. So the next on the scoring list would be Myers and Leitzinger, each with 8 points. Myers 3 of 12 from the field. Leitzinger 2 of 8 from the floor. Wisconsin has led in this game for 31 minutes. And actually, I don't think that was Rutgers' first lead of the game. I apologize there. The stats showed their last lead hadn't happened. Maybe that just got reset because Rutgers... Yeah, Rutgers scored the first 5 points of the game. When I said that, I was thinking to myself, I don't think that's their last lead, but I went with it anyway. Forget what I said earlier. Just know this. Rutgers 58, Wisconsin 57. 3.5 minutes to go following the Badgers timeout. It's Ronnie Porter. Porter with the basketball, around a wedge screen, out on the top of the key, has it left side with 2 on the shot clock, bounces for Douglas, inside off the hands of Williams, and it's a turnover, picked up by Rutgers. Shot clock was winding down, Badgers didn't get a shot off. 3:08 and counting to go, Rutgers ball and a 1-point lead. Thompson drifts to her right with the dribble, feeds back to her left, caught by Adams. Adams looking. Still looking for somewhere to go. Leitzinger with some great defense. Now Williams takes a poke at it. 7 on the shot clock. Adams decides, I'll drive to the rim. Underhand scooper. No good. Picked up Wisconsin. 2:48 to go. Badgers down by a point. Here's Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter. Porter. Driving. Porter. to the rim. No, and a foul. Porter missed the driving layup. Foul call, then that'll put Porter at the free throw line. Wisconsin just 1 of 8 from the floor in the fourth quarter, while Rutgers is shooting 6 for 11 from the field. Wisconsin hasn't put any points on the board in the last almost 3 minutes of this game. Big free throws coming up for Ronnie. Porter, 5'4 junior out of St. Paul, Minnesota, 69% free throw shooter, and this one rolls out no good. Badgers now 8 of 10 from the free throw line today. Next one. Good by Porter. 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 58-58. 2.5 minutes to go in Madison. Rutgers ball. Thompson around the defense. Up, no, and a foul down low. Thompson, good crossover there to get even closer to the rim, but now a foul, and who picks it up for Wisconsin? It'll be Porter, her first. So Thompson goes to the free throw line. She was an 83% free throw shooter last season when she started 20 games for Rutgers. 67% so far through the first 8 games this year, and that one's in. Rutgers back on top. 2 timeouts left for Wisconsin. 2 timeouts left for Rutgers. 2:25 on the clock. Free throw in. 2 at the line for Thompson and the Scarlet Knights. And now Thompson heads to the bench, being replaced by Maya Petticord, the 5'9 junior. It'll be Wisconsin ball and some backcourt pressure put on here by the Scarlet Knights. 2:25 to go. Porter catches 94 feet away from the basket. Has it. Pressure backs off. Petticord defense. Porter front court. High right side. Porter looking. Screen set by Williams. Porter working, kicking. Extra pass left corner. Weitzinger. 14 on the shot clock. Weitzinger around a Douglas screen. Long strides to the rim. Missed it with the right hand. Douglas puts it back up. Oh, it does not fall. Hangs on the rim for a couple of bounces. No good. But a foul called against Rutgers. 2:03 to go in the game. And now Wisconsin can tie it with a pair of free throws. And at the line is Hallie Douglas, fifth-year player for the Badgers, grad student. Douglas, 6 of 7 from the free throw line, coming into the game this afternoon. The Badgers, as a team today, 9 of 11. All those free throws coming in the second half. Douglas missed it. She'll have another one with the Badgers down by 2. Big free throw misses by Wisconsin. 1 by Porter, 1 by Douglas. Second one rattles home. Douglas 1 of 2 at the line, and it's a 1-point Rutgers lead. 2 minutes to go. 7-2 Wisconsin hosting 5-3 Rutgers. First Big Ten game of the season. Here's McMiller working on Leitzinger, left side, out on top. Thompson drives in, lane line left, off the backboard, no, off the right side of the rim. Ball tipped down to the floor, grabbed by Cornwell. Leitzinger hits the deck, out to McMiller, around Porter. Pull up left of the lane is good, she was wide. 18 now for McMiller, 3-point Rutgers lead. A minute 27 to go, Wisconsin trails by 3. On its home court, inside feed, Williams, deep block right, up easy. 2 points for Williams. 1-point Rutgers lead, a minute 13 and counting. Badgers can settle in and play some tough defense. Crowd at the Kohl Center comes to life. Adams left side, Williams steps out to defend. A minute to go. Adams working on Douglas now. Adams turnaround right of the lane, short. Williams tries to get it. Adams saves it, poked away by Leitzinger. She was grabbed. Leitzinger on the floor. Held ball, possession arrow to Wisconsin. As Leitzinger was trying to go grab that loose ball, someone pulled her right arm back. That could have been a foul. but it'll be Badgers basketball. 47 seconds to go. On the floor for the Badgers, Douglas, Leitzinger, Myers, Porter, and Williams. But first, we're going to go take a look at the monitor, and I'm not sure what they're looking at. Well, we've got a little bit of stoppage time here. 47 seconds, 47.4 to be exact, 62-61 Rutgers. And now a couple officials at the scorer's table watching the video. I saw associate head coach Margaret McKeon saying there's a hold there. And I saw exactly what she saw. And there, Leitzinger got held. So watching the replay, Nat had it. She kind of got held there by Thompson. Then on the floor, Thompson came back and tied her up. Not sure if, or maybe are they going to, I don't think it was really as, the replay didn't look as bad as it looked, I guess, in real time. The Badgers, one of seven from the floor, one of their last seven in this quarter, all Rutgers, 20-8 on the scoreboard in the fourth quarter for Rutgers. The Badgers are just 2 of 10 from the floor. Rutgers 50%, 7 of 14. They're still looking at the monitor right now. Clock still has 47.4 seconds to go. Carter McCray has fouled out of this game, if you're just joining us, for the Badgers with 14 points and 9 rebounds. Sarah Williams has 20 points to lead the Badgers today with 13 rebounds and a career-high 6 assists. Destiny Adams with 23 for Rutgers, 18 for McMiller. So right now it's a 62-61 Rutgers lead, and they're still looking at the monitor. The Badgers in this game, 41% from the floor, while Rutgers is shooting 40% from the field. But it's just been a big fourth quarter for the Scarlet Knights, outscoring. Okay, they were checking the clock is what they were doing. Just to make sure they're at the right time, and they're going to keep it at 47.4 seconds. So the Badgers will have a chance to take the lead with the basket. 47 seconds to go. Douglas inbounding, gets it to Porter. Porter, defended by Petticord. Here we go. Clock ticks away. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 39 on the game clock. Left corner three. Myers connects from the corner. Tess Myers from downtown. Wisconsin takes the lead with 35.2 seconds to go. Her third three-point make of the game. And Myers gives the Badgers a 64-62 lead. Time out, Rutgers. Badgers got it to Tess in the corner. And Myers drills it right in front of her own bench. 11 points today for Myers. Tess for three, and it's 64-62 Wisconsin. What a clutch shot from Tess Myers. 4 of 13 from the field, 3 of 10 from downtown, but she hits it right when the Badgers need it. Wisconsin now 1 of 7 shooting the three-point shot this quarter. It's the sixth three-point make today for the Badgers. They're hitting at 26% from downtown. So Myers becomes the third Badger to score in double figures. She has 11. And now it'll be Rutgers' ball. And they take a timeout, full timeout. They can advance the ball into the front court. And that's what I'm assuming Coquise Washington will do for her Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Wisconsin trying for win number 8 this season. And trying for a 1-0 start in the Big Ten. Here we go, 35.2 seconds to go. 30 on the shot clock for Rutgers. Front court right. McMiller catches the inbounds pass, defended by Leitzinger. McMiller working on Natalie, driving the right baseline underneath the rim, reverse layup in. Timeout, Wisconsin. McMiller just took it all the way downhill to the rim and laid it up and in, and we are tied at 64. 26.8 seconds ago as Kiami McMiller puts two more on the board for Rutgers. She's at 20 points, and that is her, let me double check here. I think that's her, I'll just look at the stats. That is her 4th 20-point game in the last five, and her 5th 20-point game of the season. So a Myers three gives Wisconsin the lead. McMiller down low for two, ties it. And now Wisconsin takes a timeout. They do have one timeout remaining. But Marissa Mosley's team can advance the basketball to the front court now. And they can actually, if they want, just hold for the final shot with 26.8 seconds to go. Tie game, 64 each. Leitzinger, left sideline, gets it to Porter. Clock starts. Porter at the motion W, defended by Petticord. Porter has it, high right side, down to 18 seconds to go in the game. We're tied. Porter throws to her left, caught by Douglas. Return pass back to Ronnie. 12 seconds to go in the game. Porter lowers her head, tries to drive, and a bump and a foul against Petticord, but it's just the fourth team foul against Rutgers. Stops the clock, 10.2 seconds to play. Fourth team foul, next foul against Rutgers. Will put the Badgers in the bonus, and Marissa Mosley calls her final timeout. So it will be 10.2 seconds to go. Badgers take their final timeout. Let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID. 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
10.2 seconds to play here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Big Ten opener for the Badgers. And Wisconsin and Rutgers are knotted at 64 apiece. The Badgers 3 of 11 from the floor this quarter. They've been outscored 22 to 11, but it all comes down to the final 10 ticks on the clock. The Badgers can win it with a basket. They do not have a timeout remaining. Porter inbounding right baseline. Finds Douglas, hands back off to Porter. Under 10 seconds to play. Porter to Douglas in the corner, down to five. Douglas's pass tip, grabbed by Ronnie with two. Here's Porter, driving. She got tripped up with 0.7 at the free throw line, and a foul called. 0.7 seconds to go, foul Rutgers. Ronnie Porter to the free throw line with less than a second to go. Foul against McMiller. As need to see a replay of that one. I'd love to see a replay. As Porter got tripped up right at the foul line. And now the officials, what's going on here? Officials huddling up. Foul is against McMiller. It'll be Porter to shoot. Coquees Washington, the coach of Rutgers, hands on her head, now hands on her hips, can't believe it. Ronnie steps to the free throw line all alone. Less than a second to go with two free throws. First one. No good. She has one more to break the tie and give the Badgers the lead with less than a second to play. Got it. 65-64, Wisconsin. And they've called as well a technical foul against Rutgers. So now Natalie Leitzinger will shoot, and she'll miss the first. Coquees Washington got a technical call against her. Second one, good by Leitzinger, 66-64. And because of the technical foul, Wisconsin will get the ball back up by two with less than a second to play. Just need to get it inbounded. Williams catches, buzzer sounds, a shove by Cornwell, doesn't matter. Wisconsin survives and starts the Big Ten season with a win. 66-64 over Rutgers. And the Badgers are off to an 8-2 start this season, their best start in 15 years. 66-64, the final score. Wisconsin wins it down the stretch. And the Badgers are 1-0 in the Big Ten. Rutgers falls to 5-4 this season and 0-1 in the conference. Ronnie Porter got tripped up on a drive. A foul was called with less than a second to go. Rutgers coach Coquees Washington then got a technical foul called against her. The Badgers, Ronnie Porter goes 1 of 2 at the line. Then they shoot the technical free throws. Leitzinger goes 1 of 2 at the line. Badgers by 2. Inbound ball game. Wisconsin 1-0 in the Big Ten. 8-2 this season. Well, coming up on the postgame show, we'll hear from associate head coach Margaret McKee and hopefully a Badgers player as well. We'll run through the final numbers, both team and individual, for you. And we've got some highlights to listen to of this one here as well in our highlights segment. So keep it right here. Postgame show comes your way in a couple of minutes. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
And welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. Post-game show is underway. Wisconsin wins the Big Ten opener 66-64 over Rutgers. Now joined by the Badgers, Ronnie Porter. Congrats, Ronnie. What's it like to pick up this close one to start the Big Ten season?
It's great. It feels great. I think since I've been here,